Queer.
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 It is.
Björn and Frida and Benny and the entire mega huge band and orchestra that were in Sydney 40 years ago this week. One man was there, drenched to the skin as, oh, you were about 10 years old. Is that right, Ian? Have I got it right?
I was 12.
Oh, gosh, I was close. Hurrah. Ian Cole, welcome to 4ZZZ and Queer Radio.
Thank you, Blair. Hi, everybody.
Ian is in Sydney, so he is in the future. It is almost 11 o'clock, so if he's having a cup of tea, did you have a cup of tea to stay awake?
No, but I'm having some nice cold water.
That's okay. Stephen Elliott, who we just heard there, is, of course, one of the people that enabled the rebirth of ABBA in the early 90s. One of about three people, him and PJ Hogan and the entire crew, Judy... who invented Mamma Mia, the stage show?
Judy Kramer.
Judy Kramer, thank you. This is Ian Cole, who is, as I said, the at least the Southern Hemisphere's most proficient ABBA aficionado and guru. Ian, what was it like that first night in Sydney at the showground?
It was amazing. It was raining. You've got a showground full of 20,000 odd people who were just there waiting for ABBA to come on and worried that it might get cancelled, but no, it didn't. They came on and a few minutes late because of the rain and trying to keep all the water off the stage. And just when they came on, it was just amazing. The noise from the audience and these cameras going off and these people screaming. And it was one of the most amazing moments of my life.
How was it with the rain? It's in the film, ABBA the movie. It is clearly there. They show them running on stage to sing Tiger, the first song. They talk about, you know, how dangerous it could be. But what was it like from yourself there sitting in the rain?
Well, I was actually in the grandstand, so it was a little bit drier, but it was still wet. But we didn't care because we were there to see ABBA. Mm.
And how was the sound? I mean, we're talking 40 years ago. Sound technology has advanced quite a bit since then, but how were they? How were they sounding live?
Well, they sounded great live, but because of the rain was getting into the speakers a bit, so there was actually speakers cutting out now and then, which you could hear, which didn't... It distracted a little bit, but it didn't change what they were sounding like, really.
And ABBA the movie, is it a fairly, I suppose, reasonable record of what they were like on stage in 1977?
I think so, yeah. Like, obviously, there's lots of edits in there and there's little bits and pieces from different nights intercut into different scenes. But basically, yes, I think it's a very good representation of what it was like to be there.
And that was
in concert.
And it was filmed in four different locations: the Perth Entertainment Centre, Football Park in Adelaide, Sydney Meyer Music Bowl in Melbourne, and at the showgrounds in Sydney, because there was a second concert the next night, which wasn't as wet. Can you actually tell which bits come from where? Is that, for someone who's a keen-eyed ABBA fan, can they tell which bits come from where?
Some you can, because you can obviously see bits from Sydney on the first night, because you can actually see rain falling, or you can see water on the stage, or at one stage Frida has a towel around her neck. You can sort of see Melbourne if there's long shots, because you can see the roof of the Meyer Music Bowl. Adelaide and Sydney, you can't really tell a lot because they actually had the same stage.
Sure.
So aside from the rain, that's the only thing you can really tell the difference. And Perth, yeah, because it was a smaller venue.
And it was indoors.
And a different stage. Because
I've had my one little ABBA moment was in, was it late 90s? I was doing a show in Perth at the Perth Entertainment Centre, and I was standing up there on stage, and I'm looking out at this, what I thought was this massive venue from my understanding of, you know, that tour of 1977. And I'm standing out there looking at this going, it really is quite small. It's tiny. And so I sang thank you for the music because I'm standing up there.
I think it was 8,000.
Yeah. And that, of course, is just tiny, you know. It's very, very small.
20,000 in Sydney and 20,000 in Adelaide. And I think it was 15,000 in Melbourne.
Sure. Ian, thank you very much for staying up late to give us the impression of someone who was there. There's a bit of things happening with ABBA this year, 40th year in Australia. The Swedish historian, writer, Carl Magnus Palm, he is launching an updated version of the complete recording sessions book, which you've contributed to.
Yeah, that's right. He first put this book out in 1994, and it was 100 and something pages like that. But in the 20-odd years since then, he's done a lot more research, he's found a lot more information, and has wanted to redo the book for years. And so he's rewritten it completely. And with all this new information that's come up, he's done new interviews with Bjorn and Benny, as well as some of the musicians. And it's now 450 pages, and it's coming out at the end of the month.
And
it's only available on mail order. Yeah. And there's a launch for it in London in early April that I'm going to.
Well, bon voyage, and thank you very much again for sharing your insights, because I lived in Rockhampton in central Queensland. My mother, my parents wouldn't allow me to go to Sydney because we don't know anyone in Sydney. If they played in Brisbane, you could go and stay with your cousins and you could go and see it. But of course, they famously never came to Brisbane, and I missed out on seeing ABBA live. But that's one of those things. It's one of those things.